So, yeah, there definitely are some advantages to a one piece for boondocking. The problem is that those tend to not be all-wheel drive. If you get to the all-wheel drive ones, you're really talking a bunch of money to where you'd probably be a further ahead doing 50 and 50 with a tow vehicle and a tow behind. But you can get all of that stuff with, high clearance packages, winter insulation packages, skid plates. You know, there's nothing that hasn't been thought of already. So, just make sure you're doing your research as far and not necessarily looking at solely the dollars. There's some really nice stuff out there and some really rugged stuff, and you'd really be surprised as to who makes some of it. I mean, the Mercedes chassis are just the cat's ass, man. And some of the diesels, I'm not a Mopar fan, but like the Ford F-350 chassis, or even the GM Chevy, with the Duramax, either the 6.6 gas or the 6.7 diesel. There's a lot of ways to go. But that is a big investment. Even this, buying this used, we got the deal of a lifetime. But, I've certainly got less in the truck and the camper than most people would. We couldn't have bought this camper new, and we would have spent more money. I got a $32,000 truck and an $8,000 camper.